Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Run the Beginning. This is episode number 7, and it's also the 7th episode of season 1. I was planning to do a double header in this one today, but I mean, I didn't really have time, nor did I really want to, because I wanted to dedicate, even though this will be about as short as the rest of them, I wanted to dedicate an episode to this one, because I don't really enjoy this episode. I just finished watching it, and it's one of the weaker and more different, well, I wouldn't say different, but one of the more weaker episodes of the show, honestly, because of its plot. But I mean, let's just look at the surface level plot here for a minute. Before we get into that, new videos have come out all week. I've been doing the Affiliate Radio ASOT 950 series, which is done pretty well, surprisingly. I've been very happy. It's all already done about as well as last year. And as a lot less time. So I'm very proud of how that's going. Tuesday, I uploaded the first It's Pony episode, which is out now. And it's done pretty well so far. I've lost a few subscribers this week doing the ASOT 950 series. But I mean, if they don't like it, they don't have to watch it. But I'm back to doing regular animation videos. Hopefully I've gotten through my tests, gotten through all that. So I'm back to doing some regular animation videos, starting with this one. So new branding has come out for the channel, new logo, new channel banner. And finally, I've got a new channel called The Ultraground, which is an underground music promotion channel that I think is going to do very well pretty quickly, because underground is not a big topic on YouTube. So I think we'll kind of see how that one goes pretty quickly. So yeah, let's talk about the sweet spot. Aired May 6, 2016. It's the 7th episode of the show, and the basic plot synopsis is Lincoln attempts to claim the best seat in the family van for a long road trip. And let's look at surface level plot, which can be described in basically only one way, which is imagine fighting over a gosh dang seat in a van. I mean, let's just look at it from a surface level plot for a second. It's kind of petty. Kind of shows that, yes, I do respect Lincoln's whole drive to have a control and drive to have some sort of plan, and I do get that. I really admire that about his character. But this is one of those things you really can't control. And the fact that him and Clyde both were really trying to nail down everyone who was going to sit in every seat, I've said really like 6 times. I'm sorry. That's what you get for listening to a non-scripted show. But really, you can't control it. And it really bugs me. That's the entire point of this episode. Like, they're showing you can attempt to control who sits next to you in a car. And when you're in a family of 11 sisters or 11 kids, really, it doesn't work. And I'll tell you why. It just doesn't work. Because you got 11 people who want to sit somewhere different every time. You don't really want to sit the same place every time. And yeah, I get it was for this one trip. But I mean, it was probably going to be that way forever if Lincoln got his way. So I mean, I don't think it would have worked out anyway. And I mean, it just kind of brought unnecessary tension onto the family, and it just really didn't work. So overall, not a very good episode. And I mean, part of it, yeah, you can say it's their fault all you want. You can kind of blame them. It's really put a strain on the family. It really put a strain on their relationship for the rest of the episode. But it's really their dad's fault for not getting a good car to handle 13 people. Like a century old, you really need to at least fix the car or get a new one. So, I mean, it's not fully their fault, but I mean, yeah. But overall, I give this episode maybe a 4.5 out of 10. It's not a very good episode, in my opinion. I've never really been a fan of it, but rewatching it right before coming on and recording this, Yeah, it kind of just showed me I'm not really a fan of it. So yeah, that's gonna do it. And I will say, I think you should, even if you don't agree with my opinion, you can tell me what your opinion is down in the comments below. Be happy to read them. I don't silence opinions here because I do enjoy reading everyone else's. I do watch a lot of Loud House reviews. And I don't agree with the majority of them, but it's good to watch them and get a different point of view. So yeah, I think you should. I think I do get some points for coming on here and do, and I did give my honest opinion. I didn't sugarcoat it and say it's my favorite episode ever. I'm not that kind of person, and I know that there are people who are like that, and I try not to be like that. I do think that I love a lot of episodes, probably more than I should, but at least I'm honest and don't halfway middle road it because I don't think people should think I like it. So I don't know if that makes sense, but basically, I don't sugarcoat if I like or dislike something. If I like it, I'm gonna say I like it. If I dislike it, I'm gonna say I dislike it. That's kind of how I am. But yeah, that's gonna do it. If you enjoyed this episode from the beginning, we'll be back to normal with one a week, hopefully, from now on. So yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a like on it. Hit that subscribe button, turn on that notification bell, and I'll see you next week for another episode.